Welcome to Fast Intelligent Care, the podcast for occupational therapists who want to make a real impact. Every Tuesday, we bring you fresh ideas, clear insights, and practical solutions in assistive technology. Let's make smarter, faster, and more effective care simple. Your journey starts now. In today's episode, I'll be walking you through 8 essential questions to ask when prescribing a pressure care mattress. And not only will these questions help you match the right product to your client's needs, but they'll also help you prevent pressure injuries before they even start. So the 8 questions we'll be going through is, what is my client's level of mobility or inactivity, their need for shear reduction, their microclimate management needs, their comfort preferences, their mattress size, their weight, their pressure injury risk, and existing wounds. Question 1, how mobile is my client? Imagine you have 2 clients. One is fairly mobile, able to reposition and transfer independently. The other spends most of their time in bed and relies on caregivers for movement. Should they have the same type of mattress? No, absolutely not. So for mobile clients, a firm support surface works well, giving them the stability needed for repositioning. For less mobile clients, an alternate air mattress might be a better choice, as it helps offload pressure without requiring movement. Stability isn't as important, as they are being assisted with repositioning anyway. Studies show that high specification foam mattresses and alternating air mattresses are equally effective for preventing pressure injuries if the client is being repositioned regularly. But if they aren't moving much, an alternating air mattress is the better option. Question 2, does my client need shear reduction? So let's talk about what is shear. So imagine you have a beautiful layered sponge cake with jam in between. If you were to take that plate of cake and you were to slightly tip it to the side, you'll find that possibly your bottom layer is going to kind of stick to the plate, but your top layer is going to start sliding off with gravity. And what you'll find is that jelly in between kind of gets mushed and it gets pushed out. And if you try and push it back, you're never going to have that cake the same way you had it in the beginning. And that's essentially what's happening to our bodies as well. We're getting that tissue deformation because the layers of tissue are being stretched in opposite directions. So imagine you're in bed. Imagine a client is lying in bed, they're elevating their head end, and gravity pulls their pelvis downwards. Their skin and tissues are going to stay stuck to the mattress, and they're essentially going to be moving their pelvis or their skeleton and the tissue layers in opposite directions. This stretches the deep tissue layers and can cause damage. How do we prevent shear? So we could have a profiling bed that raises a knee break first, which means it actually prevents that sliding down movement to some extent. We could also have a mattress with an anti-shear design, which is where the top layer of foam actually moves down at the client. And this is especially important for your immobile clients that aren't sitting up by themselves. Question 3, does my client need microclimate management? Have you ever woken up sweaty in a memory foam mattress? That's because memory foam absorbs body heat to contour around you, but then it actually retains that heat around the body. So for clients who are at risk of skin maceration from excessive sweating, urine, or moisture, this can be a big problem, because that excess moisture weakens the skin and makes pressure injuries more likely. A foam mattress with gel-infused or breathable and vapor-permeable foam can help with temperature control or microclimate management. So this could be something like your Aerolite foam. Alternating air mattresses may draw in cold air from the pump, and that will be cold air underneath the client's warm body, and sometimes it can cause condensation. But some mattress pumps actually recycle air and only top up with new air as needed. And that this prevents that cooling effect. Hybrid mattresses with a foam layer on top of the air cells also combat this effect. And mattress covers are also important to consider for microclimate management. A breathable, vapor permeable, and moisture wicking cover is essential. Think of it like a breathable rain jacket. You want protection, but you also want airflow. Question 4. How important is comfort? Let's be real. Pressure care is important, but so is comfort. A mattress that's great for wound healing, but uncomfortable, won't help if your client goes to sleep over it. Foam mattresses are usually the most comfortable, but they may lack that advanced pressure care. Alternating air mattresses, on the other hand, have great pressure relief, but some clients find the alternations uncomfortable, pump too noisy, or the mattress too cold. Hybrid mattresses are the best of both worlds, combining the comfort of foam and the advanced pressure care properties of air. So for palliative care clients, comfort is often the top priority. In those cases, a hybrid mattress might be the best fit. Question 5, does the mattress fit the bed or does the mattress fit my client? So have you ever tried squeezing into a bed that's too small or lied in a bed where your feet are hanging over? It's not fun, right? Well, your clients feel the same way. Ensure your mattress fits the bed base. If not, think of infill bolsters or consider a king single for larger clients who need space for that repositioning, or long singles and long king singles for those really tall clients. A client shouldn't feel like they might roll off the bed every time they try and reposition in bed. Question 6, what is my client's weight? Not all mattresses support the same weight, and this is critical, especially for your bariatric clients. Alternating air mattresses typically have weight settings to ensure the mattress isn't too firm for lightweight petite clients, and they can ensure that they do sufficiently immerse into the mattress. Or if you think of your heavier weight clients, we want to prevent them from bottoming out and not having an underinflated mattress. Foam mattresses might not be supportive for your heavier client, and your hybrid mattresses and bariatric rated air mattresses can handle those heavier weight loads. Always check the safe working load of your mattress before prescribing it. Question 7, what is my client's pressure injury risk? Even if a client doesn't have a pressure injury now, what about in 6 months? Choosing a mattress for a high-risk client is like choosing a new smartphone. Right now, your old phone might still work, but you know it's slowing down, has a cracked screen, and won't support the next software update. You wouldn't just get a budget phone that barely meets today's needs. You'd invest in something that will still work well a year or two from now. Well, when prescribing a mattress, we need to think the same way. If a client has a progressive condition or a high risk of developing pressure injuries, we don't want to choose something that only works for them today or in the next couple of months. We need to future-proof our choice so it will continue to meet their needs as their condition changes. So for low-risk clients, you can use foam mattresses, just like someone who only needs a simple phone for phone calls and texts. But clients with a progressive condition may need a hybrid mattress, which is like getting a phone with expandable storage and a long battery life. It adapts as their needs change. Your high-risk clients need an alternating air mattress, which is like buying a flagship phone with the best specs, ensuring top performance no matter what. You wouldn't buy a phone that's going to be outdated in the next 6 months. So why prescribe a mattress that won't meet your client's needs in the near future? Think long-term and future-proof your choice. Question 8, does my client already have pressure injuries? If a client already has a pressure injury, we need to not just prevent, but actively treat it. Imagine filling up a balloon with water and holding it tight in one spot. The area has no water flow, right? But the balloon starts expanding. So if you release that pressure slightly, water is going to rush in and fill that space. And that's what basically happens to our blood vessels when they are occluded for short durations. And this is called reactive hyperemia. It's your body's way of boosting circulation when pressure is removed. So alternating air mattresses use this on-off pressure cycle to stimulate blood flow and aid in healing. Foam mattresses are going to be sufficient for prevention, but if you have an existing pressure injury, you're going to look at something like a hybrid or alternating air mattress. Your hybrids without alternating air are going to be suitable for treating your stage 1 to 2 pressure injuries, and your hybrid mattresses with alternating air or your full alternating air mattresses are sufficient for treating your stage 3 to 4 pressure injuries, which is your full thickness pressure injuries. Remember also that the location of the pressure injury is also important, as mattress designs can provide targeted pressure relief or offloading, such as having the heels offloaded or removing specific cells from your alternating air mattress to take away pressure from specific areas. Choosing the right mattress can literally make or break wound healing. Let's quickly recap the 8 key questions. What is my client's level of mobility or inactivity? Do they need shear reduction? What is their microclimate management needs? What is their comfort preferences? What mattress size do they need? What is my client's weight? What is their pressure injury risk? And what is the number, severity, and location of existing wounds? By asking these key questions, you'll be able to choose the right mattress for your client's needs. Thanks for joining us on Fast Intelligent Care. We hope you're leaving with fresh insights and tools to make a real impact as an occupational therapist. If you've got questions or topics you'd like us to cover, we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to subscribe and join us every Tuesday for more ideas and strategies to deliver smarter, faster, and better care. Until next time, keep making a difference.